Hello everyone, this is Keith Word with The Word on Wednesday. I'd just like to thank GSCD for the opportunity to minister on this program, for Gloria and Gary. They're so good, so kind, and I'd just like to thank them. And I'll just pray for the word. Now, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We'll neither stumble nor fall. We'll walk in your ways according to your will in Jesus' name. I'll just go back to John 14:6 again, and we'll read this one. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So we're talking today about the life. In John chapter 1, 1 to 4, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him is life. Now, we've got to remember this. The life that we're talking about is there's only one life, the life that is in Jesus Christ. So if we don't get this right, then you're going to go off course. In him was life. The life was the light of men. And in 10:12 of the same chapter, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. So Jesus came, but people didn't recognize him. People don't recognize him now, that he is the creation of all things, and by him all things consist. So we need to realize that when Jesus said that in John 14:6, we need to meditate that. I am the life. Didn't he say he'll give you life? Well, he will give you life, but I am the life. The only life that we can have is the one that's in Jesus Christ, and we need to make that decision. There is no life without Jesus. It is up to us to receive the eternal life that he has made available by his death and resurrection. So now let's go to John chapter 3. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God gave Jesus Christ as our Redeemer to give us everlasting life. It's not just the life that we live now. Our body will die, but our spirit lives on. But where will our spirit go? And this is what it's saying, that we need to know Jesus Christ, God's gift for our salvation. Jesus is God's gift to you to redeem you from the power of Satan. That's something that a lot of people don't realize. They're in the wrong kingdom. The only way to get into the kingdom of God is through Jesus Christ. To bring us into his kingdom, in John chapter 3, 5 to 7. Jesus answered and verily said, I say unto you, except a man be born again of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we must be born again to enter the kingdom of God, by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So really we have two births. We are born naturally, then we're born spiritually. But you have to make your decision whether you want to be born spiritually, and that's by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Even if you're reading the Bible, even if you're going to church, do you really know that you're born again? That you pass from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. And this is what we're talking about. Jesus came to give us life. He said, and he's the only one. I am the life, he said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am that, and we need to receive this. In John chapter 10, 10 and 11. The thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Right. The scripture puts it pretty clear. There's one force that comes to kill, rob, and to destroy. That's a force on earth. You can see it happening all around us. The other one is that you might have life. I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. It's not just the things you own that give you the abundant life. It's things that's who you are that gives you the abundant life and being in Jesus Christ. God wants you to have things. A lot of people have got things, but they haven't got abundant life because they haven't got Jesus. So things don't give you the abundant life. Jesus gives you the abundant life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Somebody had to die for you to be redeemed. Somebody had to shed their blood to cleanse you from sin. The only one that could do that is Jesus Christ. He has already done it. The question is, have you received what Jesus Christ has done? Father, I pray for each one this day that by your Spirit they have the revelation knowledge that they know that Jesus Christ is God's gift to us for our salvation. They have the revelation that he came for them, and they have the desire and the will to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour. I thank you very much. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.